Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link Show. You know, it's been 7 years that I've had the privilege of sitting in front of the microphone and presenting this phenomenal show. And each week we hear stories from cancer warriors. We hear stories from people who are raising funds, who are running, who are cycling, the experiences of dealing with the DL Link. And that's always been my job. I've kind of facilitated the process and loved the energy and the intention and all the miracles that seem to take place within this space. And this year, for the first time, I got to experience firsthand the warmth, support, and the love of the DL Link. In August, my father was in a motor car accident. He suffered a brain injury, and unfortunately, after 3 months, he passed. But during the 3 months, I have to say that the DL Link held me and supported me in the most profound way, from messages to putting my father on a prayer group, a Tehillim group for his recovery, meals arriving, challahs arriving, just knowing that there are all these people connecting and loving and supporting and praying. I can't tell you, you know, as I said, from a firsthand experience, what that did for me and for my family. And then I was approached to, you know, would I want a rider to ride with my father's name? And this was during the 3 months. And I discussed it with my family. We were so delighted to be able to take part in the 94.7 race. And so everything got put into place. Unfortunately, my father didn't make it. He passed on the 3rd of November. But that didn't stop the DL Link arranging. They then said, you know, let the rider ride with your dad's name in his memory. And again, just knowing that was just quite unbelievable, so uplifting, so heartwarming. And last Thursday, I went along to the meet and greet, and I had the opportunity of meeting the rider. And while all of this was taking place, I just heard this incredible story that connects the rider with another rider. And we just thought we had to just bring it to you, to the show, just to once again express these magical connections that seem to take place within this organization and within this community. So I got to meet Danny Meyersfeld, who rode on Sunday with my father's name on his back, and just, it's so emotional. And I'm so excited that Danny has come onto the show today, and as well as Darren Edenberg, and I'll explain what that connection is. But let me just first introduce Danny. Danny, welcome. You're in the studio. I'm not there, but we did meet last Thursday. It's so great to have you on the show. How are you? How was the race?
I'm good. Thanks, Nikki. Thanks for having me. Great to be here. The race was good. It was tough, which I think most people would admit that it was it's not the easiest route, and my legs did take 2 or 3 days to recover, but it was great. I had fun doing it, and I'll definitely be back next year to do it again.
Amazing. So this was your first 94.7 race.
Second. My first with a healthy kidney, but it was my second.
With a healthy kidney. So this is an interesting story, because you haven't had a healthy kidney. You've had issues with your kidneys for years, feeling awful, eventually going on to dialysis and looking very desperately for a kidney donor. Just share with our audience what that's like. You're a young, vibrant, fit man, and here you've got this kidney, these issues with your kidneys.
So I found out about my kidney issue of late 20s or early 30s. I spent about 15 years really trying to manage my kidney health as much as I could through lifestyle, nutrition, water intake, etc. But I always knew that given the nature of the issue, it was going to be a gradual decline, and I would eventually probably need a transplant. Having two brothers, there was always this assumption in the back of my mind that I wouldn't need to look too far for a donor, because one of them would be a candidate. So it did sort of come as quite a big shock to me when it turned out after testing that neither of them were suitable to be donors. And at this point, we turned to another amazing organization. Just again, the strength of the Jewish community and the kind of organizations that exist within this community. But Hatzolah runs a program called Life to Life. And I engaged extensively with them about what the next steps would be in terms of trying to find a living donor within the community. Because if you go onto the general transplant list, you're looking about a 15 to 20 year waiting time to get a kidney. And, you know, he said, it was Lance Abramson I was dealing with, and he was saying to me, the best option is to, you know, first and foremost, ask amongst family and friends and see who's a match and see who'd potentially consider being a donor. But failing that, they go out to the general community. But, you know, when I asked family and friends, and first criteria to simply have to be the right blood type. And then Darren sort of put his hand up. You know, our daughters were best friends at school. At the time, they were actually thinking of sharing their bat mitzvahs. Darren put his hand up and sort of quite flippantly and nonchalantly, I think, said, well, I'll test. You know, I'm the same blood type, I'll test. And I think maybe he was as surprised as I was when the results came back that he was a perfect match.
Amazing.
And so, yeah.
Pause for a second, Danny, because if you're on dialysis, I mean, you're talking about if you wait 15 to 20 years for a kidney, you're on dialysis. How long realistically can you live a vital, healthy life if you're on dialysis?
I was very fortunate. I really pushed it. I pushed our dialysis as far as I possibly could. So if you sort of consider the normal kidney function, the number that they use to measure it, the range is between 90 and 120. I was down to 8 when I eventually decided that I was actually feeling that bad that I did need dialysis. But fortunately for me, by then, the donor process had been started. And so at the back of my mind, I knew that it was temporary. Because it's not a nice procedure. It's not a nice experience. It's not. I was going 3 times a week at around 4:35 in the morning for 3.5 hours of dialysis. And yeah, there's some days it really knocks you out and makes you exhausted. And yes, you feel better than without the dialysis, but everything is sort of has to be arranged and organized around the availability of dialysis. So you want to go on holiday, you've got to plan to have dialysis there. You want to do whatever it might be, it's all got to be around this need to have dialysis. So, you know, I know people who have been and will continue to be on dialysis for years, and you can't give a number because everyone is different, but it's certainly not a pleasant process to have to undergo for what in many cases for people will be for the rest of their lives because there's simply no donor kidneys available.
Yeah. So I'd like to introduce Darren. Darren Edenberg, who has, he's written for the DL Link. He's had a connection with the DL Link for quite a while. He's the donor. So Darren, welcome. Also got to meet you last Thursday, which was fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Nikki. Thanks for having me on. It's a pleasure from my point of view as well, just to be associated with DL Link and everything that they do. And very surprised to have been asked to be on the radio show, myself and Danny, but thanks for having us.
Listen, this is a phenomenal story. I mean, so you've been riding since 2017, am I correct?
So DL Link's first 94.7 was 2017. I've been riding a lot longer, but I've been with them since they started their 94.7 drive with the Ride for Warrior initiative. And been happy to do it with them since, missing one, which was last year because of the procedure that we had. And yeah, we carried on this year, which was amazing.
And the two of you did it this year. So Darren, you've said, listen, I'm the same blood type. You went in all the tests and it came up positive that there was, you know, you could be a donor. So how does that feel when you've offered this kind of generosity and now you're called to action, so to speak? This is a kidney and you're going to be donating a kidney and it's, you know, you're going to have to go for this big op and there's going to be, it's going to take time to recover and to recuperate. And what was that like when you first heard you're a match?
So I suppose when you put your hand up and knowing that you're the right blood type, they do a swab and they send that over to the States to check for the genetic markers to make sure that you're a match from that point of view. And it took about, I would say, about 8 weeks to get the results back for that. And I remember actually we were on holiday in December and my wife and I were talking about it and it led us to do a little bit of research so that you don't go into anything like this blind. At the smallest possible sort of event of it happening, You are a little bit well informed or better informed about it. I'm a physiotherapist in terms of what I do, so I'm quite involved in the hospital setting, and I do see lots of patients that have got are in renal failure with other issues, and I know what it does to them in terms of being on dialysis and having the issues that kidney failure does create. So it sort of put me in the perspective of knowing what potentially I could do to help Danny. And obviously Danny being closer to home with our girls being best friends and knowing Danny for about 8 years. And at the time he wasn't on dialysis, but just knowing what was coming ahead and to be able to give the ability to have to give him a kidney and change his life, you can't turn away from that.
Sure. Well, you know, it's one thing to say you're going to do it, but then to actually do it is pretty incredible. And I'm such an advocate for organ donation. We've had many warriors, even when it comes to bone marrow and, you know, going out there and doing something, kind of putting your money where your mouth is. And it's just, you're hugely, hugely inspiring, Darren, I have to say it. And I really, really hope that people who are listening very closely, because we're talking about you literally changing someone's life. I mean, Danny's there and he's nodding, and I mean, this is a real thing, and you get to see how you can impact someone's life. But don't go anywhere. We're going to take a quick ad break and then we're going to continue. Want to hear about the experience on Sunday. Stay with us.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Welcome back to the DL Link Show. Just, we talk about link and connection and things coming together. And every time I do the show, I'm always blown away by all these connections that happen. So we have Darren Edinburgh in the studio. We have Danny Mayersfeldt in the studio. Danny had a kidney transplant a year ago last October. Darren was and is the donor. So Danny basically has one of Darren's kidneys. They're sitting together in the studio. They rode together in the 94.7 cycle, and Danny rode with my father's name on his back, and it's just quite unbelievable. And so Darren couldn't ride last year, but this year he did. And so Darren, it must have taken quite a bit of time to recuperate from giving your kidney. What was it like cycling this year? Did you feel a difference at all? How was it for you?
Yeah, it brought me back to my very first 94.7 and reminded me how hard a cycle route is when you're not fit enough. But it was just humbling to do it with Danny. And also I had a warrior's name on my back as well. And you sort of think, you know, what the people going through that we're riding for, and that, you know, a little bit of pain on the bike with sore legs is nothing compared. So it does push you through and it does get you to the finish line.
Yeah. Who were you riding for, Darren?
So I think Tammy told me I was the name on my back was for Sandra Pollock, so I was riding for her.
Okay, fantastic. So when the two of you were you riding it all side to side, or did you go off at the same time? What was that like, Danny?
We went off at the same time, and then Darren did have to wait for me a few times. But we started at the same time, we finished at the same time. Sort of lost and found each other along the route. But Darren did wait for me, much stronger cyclist. But next year we'll do it together without any waiting.
Absolutely.
So that's it. In it next year again. Well, I just want to thank you both so much for coming onto the show. Darren, as I said, really hopefully inspiring many of our listeners who've maybe thought, you know, even if it comes to donating blood, or as I said, bone marrow, what, you know, all of these things. I always like to talk about that. And Danny, to you, thank you so much, you know, for also coming on. And thank you so much for riding with my father's name on your back, because as a recipient of that kind of generosity and connection, I cannot begin to tell you what comfort it brought me and my family. And it was so uplifting, and it was just so inspiring after this awful time that we've had. So thank you. Thank you very much, Danny. And Darren and Danny, thanks for coming on. You've been amazing. What a great story.
Thanks, Nikki. Can I just add one more thing?
Please do.
Just to end off, I mean, as you were saying, if people think of donating blood, donating bone marrow, whether it's kidneys or, you know, anything else, don't let the thought of doing something put you off, and don't let other people who've got negative views of it put you off as well. You know, do your studies, do your work about it. There's a reason why people can do these things. It's really not as bad as other people make it sound to be. And just from your own experience, go through it. Do your background checks, make sure that you're okay before you do anything. And it's really a lot easier than people make it out to be.
Darren, thank you for that. Thank you very, very much. None of this is lost on me, that this is the conversation we're having, you know, during the race, you know, Danny, that you had my dad's name on your back, because I am so really passionate about what you've just mentioned, Darren. So thank you very much. Thank you both.
Thanks, Nikki.